prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm sitting in for Melody Seedstrom Day, who decided to take a day off, and she certainly deserves it. It is the 5th day of July, 2021, and you're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver. And I am just a fill-in for Melody. I can't do what she does. I'm not nearly as good as she is, but I'm here to do my best. We're going to cover some news, some headlines. We're going to share some opinions, and my opinion today, I guess. As I've been told before by people I know, that my wife says her opinion is all that matters, but no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, we're going to have some serious discussions today on different topics. Hope you stay tuned, and I hope you'll pay attention to what's been said and maybe think about the future for you and your family and for your posterity. Someday we're all going to leave this world, and we're going to leave behind something for our children's children, I hope. That's something of value. That's why I need to call Melody and talk to her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. That's our office number. Forgive me. That's right. 800-375-4188. My mind's going all different directions here. 800-375-4188. Give her a call and tell her to send you over. Now, the market's been closed today, but I'm going to go and do some reports on the markets as of, I guess, this past Friday. Bring everybody up to date. Gold and silver, gold did pretty well. It wasn't a big increase, but it's up to $17.92, up slightly. And silver is up a few cents at $26.47. And I still think back, everybody said, silver's down from $28.29. That's true. But this time last year, it was hovering around $14 or $15. So it's really up a whole lot to what it was. That's the good thing about gold and silver. They may go up and down in fluctuation, but generally, the lows are not as low as the last low. And then the high can vary a little bit, but it will cross over the barrier. Gold, it was 2,000 some months ago. It'll pass that. It will. Silver, at one time, if it...
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hey, folks, we're back on the phone. The Comex lines are down. My goodness, I'm so sorry. I apologize for this. This isn't anybody's fault. It happens. I don't know why it's happening. I have no idea. I'm back with you on the phone, and we'll try to continue it the best we can. You know, you do radio long enough, especially live radio, you learn not to get too discombobulated because something doesn't go right. Because if you do live radio, it can and will go wrong sooner or later. It always does, especially when it depends on technology like we do today. But as I was saying about the condo in Florida, a human interest story that should be on all of our minds, and maybe definitely on the lips of our prayers for people that are suffering because of this. It says, remaining Surfside condo building demolished ahead of tropical storm. Around 22:30 Eastern Time Sunday, the remaining portion of the Champlain Tower South condo building in Surfside, Florida, was demolished ahead of Tropical Storm Elsa's arrival late Monday night into Tuesday. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava told CNN during a Sunday night press conference that once the area is safe, search and rescue teams will resume. As of Sunday, the death toll sits at 24, according to the mayor, and at least 191 people have been accounted for, but 121 remain missing. There's no way to get through that in an easy way. I mean, everyone realizes that the odds of somebody surviving that at this late in this late of the game is, well, just about zero. But we know our God's in charge and things can happen and sometimes do happen and we call miracles. But I ask you to keep those people in your prayers, please, because this is just something that, it's hard to imagine. If you have a loved one sleeping in bed at night and their house falls in on them, the apartment falls in on them, and they're trapped. And you almost know they're not going to be alive when you find them. But you do want to find them. You want some kind of closure. So keep a few more prayers, please, all right? Back to what's getting to be a kind of a routine thing here, too, by the way. According to this article, Russian R-E-V-I-L, capital R-E-V-I-L, I get Reval, claimed to have affected a million firms in massive cyber attack and demand $70 million in ransom in Bitcoin. Wow. Russian hijackers Reval have demanded $70 million in ransom in Bitcoin for the encryption key after a cyber attack that targeted 1,000 United States firms, 1,000 U.S. firms. The breach, which is the largest ransomware attack on record, has reportedly hit the IT systems up to 1 million companies across the globe by breaching the systems of U.S.-based software from Kaseya. Those affected include a school in New Zealand and Swedish grocery chain Coop, C-O-O-P, as well as two major Dutch IT firms. Meanwhile, the hackers suspected to be behind the mass extortion attack late on Sunday demanded $70 million to restore the data they are holding ransom, according to a posting on dark website. The group said, "We launched an attack on MSP providers. More than a million systems are affected. If anyone wants to negotiate about Universal Decryptor, our price is $70 million in BTC, and we will publish publicly the cipher." The demand was posted on a blog typically used by the Re-Evil cybercrime gang, a group which links to Russia, is considered to be among the cyber criminal world's most prolific extortionists. Wow. You know, folks, that's kind of a situation where if you do or don't, you lose. If you pay, you're going to lose because they're going to do it again. If you don't, you're going to lose because you're going to lose that data and maybe never get it back. You know, but there has to be somewhere along the line that someone says enough is enough and they're not going to pay any longer. I don't know the answer to that. Obviously, thousands of people don't, and they'd be already doing it. But there has to come a time when you say, we're just not going to pay it. We're going to have to regroup some other way. But $70 million in Bitcoin to get that information back on 1,000 U.S. firms, plus the world firms. Now, that's a lot to think about a situation like this. And if I can find the article, I want to share with you what it did to stores in Sweden. If I can find it very quickly here. It's in my stack. I know it is. I don't know how far down it is, but we'll find it in a minute. Well, we'll go on. We'll find it in a minute. But anyway, now listen to this. Listen to this. This is almost comical. As housing, gas, and healthcare costs soar, the Biden administration distracts with ridiculous brag about a 16 cents savings on July 4th barbecue cost. I shouldn't laugh at that. It really isn't funny, but it's just sad. With Independence Day up on us, the United States faces rising inflation and higher prices on many common commodities. Yet according to President Joe Biden's administration, everything is just peachy. The White House tweeted Thursday bragging that the average price of a cookout for July 4th, 2021, is a whole 16 cents cheaper than last year. According to the White House, this incredibly minor decrease in the average price of a summer cookout proves the Biden economic plan is working. There's a glaring problem with this happy-go-lucky announcement filled with picnic puns. Prices on most common items have gone up since Biden took office. According to the New York Post, a gallon of gas cost the average American $3.09 on Monday. That's the highest average heading into the July 4th weekend since 2014. Today, 89% of U.S. gas stations are selling regular and unleaded for $2.75 or more, AAA spokesperson Jeanette McGee said. That is a stark increase over the last July 4th when only a quarter of stations were selling gas for more than $2.25. Road trippers will pay the most to fill up for the holidays since 2014. This shows just how tone-deaf the White House tweet really was. Anyone who saves 16 cents on their picnic food will pay that and more in increased gas prices just to get to the grocery store or a friend's house. A big factor contributing to the soaring gas prices is a severe shortage of drivers for tank trucks in charge of delivering fuel to gas stations. I know here a local, what we call GoMart, convenience store here in Netty where I live, the only place in town that you can get gas, ran out Friday. Now, they had it back in by Saturday morning, but they ran out. The trucks are not moving like they were because they can't find drivers. But Biden administration is doing so well, they'll save you 16 cents on your picnic. Ignore the prices on food and gasoline. It's no big deal. It's okay. You save 16 cents. What do you want? Folks, you know, you can laugh, but this is really sad. It truly is. I mean, it's beyond the word sad. It's a disgrace, and it should insult all of us that they would even have to have the gall to say something like that. It should make us angry that they would talk to us like little children that are too dumb to realize that they're ripping us off and we can't see it. But obviously the masses don't. Not much being said about it, is there? Now we're going to talk about a country that we haven't talked about for a while. We're going to talk about Venezuela. You say, well, preacher, that's been a while back. Yeah, I know it has. But this is making news again. And we're looking at countries that are swamped in inflation. We have never had that to the point where we say we're swamped. But we're still having it. And believe me, folks, our turn is coming. Venezuela to slice, now pay attention to this, to slice six zeros from its currency to facilitate payments. Did you ever see it? Go slice six zeros from its currency to facilitate payments. The government of Venezuela is studying a mathematical redenomination of its currency, the sovereign bolivar, to simplify payments for big companies. This redenomination would slice six zeros, making it easier to calculate payments now reaching high sums. While there has not been an official announcement yet, Bloomberg reported this subject was commented on by three people with knowledge of the matter. The new measure comes to aid companies who had to make big payments in bolivars. This would also aid consumers paying in bolivars using POS terminals who now have to swipe their cards several times due to system limits. However, this measure shows the government has failed in controlling inflation and devaluation of the currency. The bolivar now trades at approximately $3,200,000 per dollar. Now, folks, our dollar is worth a nickel to what it was in 1971. It's worth a nickel compared to, 1964. It's worth a nickel to what it was in 1964, yet Venezuela is so poor, it takes $3,200,000 to equal a dollar. You don't think that can happen here? Oh, you have no idea what's coming. You truly, truly don't. Because it isn't going. It is going to happen here. It will happen here. It's a matter of time to catch up to us. Unless there's a massive change of policy and a massive way of doing things the way they're supposed to be done, there is no hope of it stopping in inflation. There's no way. There's no way to stop inflation, folks. Not with the fiat currency. There's no way to stop inflation. Inflation can fluctuate due to supply and demand, but it should not fluctuate because of diminishing dollar. If we had real money, it wouldn't. It would be a constant of value of the dollar unless Congress decided to change it some way with lawful money. But that's where we sit today. Venezuela's got to slice six zeros off its currency to even be able to figure out how to do business. And after the break, we're going to discuss inflation is the silent killer, as many retirees are feeling the sting. And I will say this, from people on fixed incomes, you have to understand that this is coming home to haunt us. It already has for years. But it's not going to improve just because Biden says you're going to save 16 cents on the picnic. Don't be deceived by these people, my friends. Don't listen to what they tell you on the mainstream news. Don't listen to that. These people are liars. They're well-paid liars. They know how to convince you of things. They sound so good. They're talking heads on TV. That sounds so good. And generally, it's a real pretty lady or a good-looking guy that's making you feel like, man, everything's okay. Don't panic. Back at the break. Don't go away. A lot more to talk about.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul again, sitting in for Melody Cederstrom today. As you know, I generally co-host with her on Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. I guess I'll be with you every day this week. Melody will be with us again tomorrow, I'm sure. I hope she's enjoying her time off. She's certainly earned it. That lady is a constant, she's persistent and constantly doing something with her work. She very seldom takes any time off. So when she does, let her enjoy it and know that you miss her. Let her know that you don't mind, because she certainly earns it. She's put in so many years of radio trying to help people. Again, you need to call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. I hope you'll do that. I truly do. Now, back to the article. Inflation is the silent killer, as many retirees are feeling the sting. Let me make a point here very quickly. Whether inflation is 2%, 5%, 20% or more, now, this is really just common sense. Unless your income goes up 2%, 5%, 20% or more to keep up with inflation, you're losing ground, aren't you? When's the last time, especially retirees, when's the last time they give you a 15% increase or 10% increase? It comes in 2% when it comes years apart, doesn't it? So, yes, we're losing ground. It's going to get much, much worse. So you better hang in there, folks, and plan for the future, because you're going to have to. I think, and I'm going to be an old guy, but I think I'll live to see a day when people are going to be going hungry because they can't afford groceries. But back to the article. Rising inflation is a concern for Kevin Lineham, 68, a retiree in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. After a heart attack at age 44, Lineham left his career with the Postal Service early, opting for a reduced disability retirement income. It wasn't the best financial thing to do, he said, but at the time it seemed like my life was more important than the job. Although it's been tough to survive on a skimpy income, Lineham, an Air Force veteran, secured government-subsidized housing through Veterans Affairs for less than $500 a month. The rent stays relatively stable year to year, with annual increases depending on his income. Over the past several months, however, Lineham has noticed a spike in prices for necessities like food and gasoline. He has seen higher costs for grocery staples like bread and milk. There have also been steady hikes in gasoline prices, limiting his ability to travel. It's like now that we're getting over the pandemic, everyone's jacking prices up, he said. The rising food costs have been particularly troubling for Lineham, who receives monthly benefits from a supplemental nutrition assistance program known as SNAP. While SNAP benefits grew during the pandemic, he expects it to drop back to $16 per month once the state's COVID-19 relief runs out. $16 a month, folks, might buy you 3 loaves of bread today or 4. It's unthinkable. But again, keep in mind, please bear this in mind. No matter if the government talking heads say, hey, inflation is manageable, it's 3.5 or 5, whatever it may be, 4.6. Understand that unless your income goes up that much on a yearly basis, you're losing ground every year. So that's what it boils down to the people who are on fixed incomes. And even those who are working full time do not generally get pay raises to match inflation. Do they? Now, another country is getting hit, like Venezuela did. Turkish inflation soars in blow to Erdogan's rate cut hopes. Turkey's inflation accelerated faster than all estimates last month, reducing the likelihood of a summer interest rate cut sought by the country's president. Consumer prices rose at an annual 17.5% through June, up from 16.6% the previous month on the back of broad-based gains led by food, according to data released on Monday. The median of 18 forecasts in Bloomberg's survey was for 16.8%, all before economists predicted an acceleration in price growth, which has snapped 7 months of increases in May. Now, I want you to listen to the figures here. 17.5% in June. Up 0.9% from May. Like, I mean, that's huge. But they act like that's just such a big increase. 16.6, 17.5. It is an increase. But what? 17%, 16% is out of sight. 10% is ridiculous. 5% it really isn't manageable for those who are fixed income. And so we're seeing this, and they say that it's okay. I mean, it's went up, and they're going to it's hurting these rate cut hopes. But nonetheless, inflation is going up in Turkey, in Turkey, just like it is here, because they have fiat currency. The world as a whole, almost 90% of it runs on fiat currencies. They have nothing of value to back up the monies. And that's exactly why inflation is going up. That's why the world is in a financial disaster. And of course, when COVID was planned, the plandemic, to bring the nations to their knees economically and to enslave them even further because out of fear, it's worked very, very, very well. Now, back to some oil prices and what we're seeing here. OPEC fails to reach output deal with talks kicked to Monday. So they're supposed to start back today. OPEC and its allies abandoned oil supply negotiations until Monday as a rebellion by a key member threatened the unity of the alliance. Talks ended without a deal to increase output after the United Arab Emirates stuck to demands for better terms. The impasse, which had already pushed discussions into second day, risked upsetting the cartel's management of the oil market. Oil markets post-pandemic recovery just as consumer nations fret about the impact of higher prices. Negotiations will resume next week after what's likely to be a weekend of furious diplomacy. The U.S. has already voiced concerns about rising gasoline prices as oil tops $75 a barrel. Failure to agree on rising output would squeeze an already tight market, potentially sending crude prices sharply higher. Now, folks, a comment from another article that I did read, they're predicting $100 a barrel by this fall. Let that sink in a minute. But the opposite scenario is also in play. If uni breaks down entirely, a free-for-all would crash prices, as it did during the price war between OPEC allies last year. The current impasse is a clear sign of UAE's intentions that they have a clear mandate to raise production and want to wield wider influence, said Amartya Sen and a consultant energy aspects limited in London. Abu Dhabi floated the idea of leaving OPEC in late 2020 as it wants to pump more oil to make the use of billions of dollars in investment it made to expand capacity. The bitter infighting this week and the refusal for UAE delegates to make any concessions suggests the tensions will persist. You know, I just mentioned if they break up, that's going to lower the oil prices. And that sounds great, and it would be to our pocketbooks. But what's it mean for the future of oil then? This is a tough situation. It truly is. But the price of oil and the price of gasoline and fuels keep climbing. Certainly is a cause of inflation to everyone. Everyone, every company, every individual. And no matter what happens, no matter how high it goes, or how high the costs get for corporations, you and I end up paying it. It's just that easy. There's no other way around it. No matter what the cost of the things are that increase, the consumer pays the bill. Now, this is something, too, that it should have concerned us. Almonds swept California farms. Then the water ran out. You know, I'm convinced that a lot of these weather phenomena are man-made. I'm convinced that. If you study it all, you study HARP, you know what HARP is. You know, this has been going on for years. I know back in the 50s, they were talking about weather control. And in Vietnam, I was there. They made it rain a lot more than normal to try to block the ability for the VC to travel back and forth with supplies. Now, that was done. Yes, weather can be controlled. It can be. Drought-stricken farmers pull out almond orchards, scrap planting plans. We're grinding up trees as we speak. Again, another direct hit on another commodity that we all use from time to time. California's latest drought, combined with looming groundwater restrictions, is prompting a reckoning in the state's $6 billion almond industry, forcing some farmers to bulldoze their trees. Another severe drought takes its toll in California. Some farmers are backing away from one of their most profitable crops, almonds. For years, the nuts have been one of California's star crops, exported in bulk and used in food products throughout the supermarket. Now, farmers in parts of the state are bulldozing thousands of acres worth of almond orchards that cannot be irrigated and dropping plans to plant more as they confront what farmers say could be a hotter, drier future. The drought, which began last year, has spread across nearly all the western U.S., combined with looming restrictions on groundwater usage, is prompting a reckoning in California's $6 billion almond industry, which grows about 80% of the world's supply. You hear that? They grew about 80% of the world's supply of almonds. The situation is reshaping the state's food sector, forcing farmers to reassess with which crops they will have the water to produce and where. Is also challenging food company executives tasked with keeping grocery store shelves filled with reservoirs or wells run dry. If they, this is one product, almond. You think, well, that's no big deal, but it's not just one product. Farmers all over the country, farmers in South America, farmers in Brazil, are letting their crops die because they can't get water to them. Whatever the reason the water's not getting there, whether it's man-made or not, is not the point. The point of it is not getting there. And it's going to affect us greatly in the ability to feed ourselves and our families. You know, we can look at these things and think, well, that's in the future. No, it's not. It's here. It's here. What Melody predicted years ago, what I talked about years ago on our radio show and the church service have done, that there'll be a shortage of food. The Bible predicts that, folks. That's in your Bible. It predicts that. It prophesied that. But now we're seeing it. It's coming. And we haven't had to the point yet in America where people are starving because they can't buy food. At least not everyone. I'm sure some are. But we've been blessed to the point that we have an abundance so far. But I promise you that one day this is going to dry up. Unless you have some way to take care of yourself on the side with storable food, maybe a little garden patch, and some way to finance what you're doing with some real money, I can't see that it's going to change. I know it sounds awful to say that, but I wish I could give you better news than that. But folks, the truth is truth. We better face up to it. It's not going to change it because we wanted to. It just doesn't happen that way. I mean, we have to understand that businesses have got to make a profit, and if they're not making profits, they're not going to stay in business. If they're not going to stay in business, that means that we're not going to have food to eat. And that's just the way it is. I mentioned earlier, though, about an article about the cyber attack and the stores in Sweden. I want to share it with you right now. This is huge. For Sweden, it is. Cyber attack against U.S. IT provider forces Swedish chain to close 800 stores. The Swedish Coop grocery store chain closed all its 800 stores on Saturday after a ransomware attack on American IT provider left it unable to operate its cash registers. Think about that. 800 stores. Hundreds of American businesses were hit on Friday by an unusually sophisticated attack that hijacked widely used technology management software from a Miami-based supplier called Kaseya. According to Coop, one of Sweden's biggest grocery chains, a tool used to remotely update its checkout tools was affected by the attack, meaning payments could not be taken. We have been troubleshooting and restoring all night, but have communicated that we will need to keep the stores closed today, Coop spokesperson Teresa Knapp told Swedish television. The Swedish news agency TT said Kaseya technology was used by the Swedish company Visma Escom, which manages servers and devices for a number of Swedish businesses. State Railway Services and the pharmacy chain also suffered disruption. State Railway Service and the pharmacy chain also suffered disruption. Food, folks, can be affected. Your meds can be affected. Your travel can be affected. The more we're interconnected, the more the web has connected the world, the more vulnerable we all are to web hackers. Now, I don't know about you, but in the last couple years, even our personal accounts in the bank have been hit. Mine was hit really hard a couple months ago, man, big time to me. There's a lot of money to me being lost. But there's somebody always putting something on there that we did not want, did not order. And we call and maybe get a credit. And in my case, it was too late. I didn't get caught in time, which is my own fault. Nonetheless, it happened. If you get it corrected, it takes a lot of time on telephone, a lot of red tape and maybe computer work or paperwork. And a lot of times you end up changing your account to get a different number, which is eventually will be hacked again. But we're connected worldwide with the World Wide Web. And, of course, www in the Hebrew alphabet means 666. If you didn't know that, I'll just tell you. www is 666. But to be connected worldwide in everything we do, and the folks, whether you have a computer or not, if you bank, you are on a computer. If you get Social Security checks, you are on a computer. If you do anything outside the home, as far as business goes, you're working with a computer. I know it isn't pleasant, and I don't just like to talk about it, but it is what it is. We can say we're not connected, but we truly are. You can do, and more power to you to stay out of the system. God bless you, and more power to you. But we have to understand we have all been put into it, especially retirees have been put into it. And if you want to keep your check coming, you're going to have to keep on going. If you work for a company, most of them do direct deposit now. If you're working, you're linked to a computer. If nothing else, at the job that you work in. This is the world today. The interconnection of nations upon nations upon nations makes us all vulnerable to problems that we never faced before. Please understand that. Independence and privacy are basically a thing of the past. That's exactly why they want to do away with cash. Cash is still some way you can do some independent business. You can buy a lawnmower, a shotgun, somebody, and nobody knows. And it's nobody's business anyway, but you know, it's to pay with cash. Unfortunately, that's coming to an end. More and more countries are trying to find out how to do away with cash. And, of course, with the currencies dropping like they are, people are growing more and more prone to say, all right, yeah, let's do something to make it more stable and more convenient. God help us, my friends. We've sold ourselves for convenience sake. You know we have. We really have. Up until we got to the point where we needed electricity or needed all these things, we didn't worry about it. Before we had it, we didn't know it was there. We didn't miss it. Now we're used to all these things. It's hard to say goodbye to it, is it not? It makes it tougher every day to get by without these things. Okay, we're going to break in a few seconds. After the break, we'll discuss some things that happened with the Supreme Court. Deals massive blow to Democrats' lawsuits. And why is that important? We're going to discuss that. We got a lot more to talk about after the break, so y'all hang in there. Don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All right, folks, I am back and back on the Comrex line. Let's hope it holds up this time. Anyway, give Melody a call again. I'm sitting in for her today. She'll be back with us tomorrow. And I miss Melody. She's a good lady to work with on the air. She really is. She got a good sense of humor. She puts up with me, so that's pretty well sums up who she is. She's a patient lady. But give her a call at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188, and talk to her about what you can do to plan for your future. Please do that. No matter what happens to fiat currencies, precious metals will be worth something. They'll be worth something. If they're all worth nothing, they'll be worth something. Who knows what the future holds on that. Again, Supreme Court deals massive blow to Dems lawsuits. Democrats are a bunch of shady people. Now, folks, this is not me writing this. I'm going to tell you both sides are shady people in many cases. Who will do all that they can to steal elections and whatever else they need to do so they can get in power. When the COVID-19 pandemic began last year, these cheaters found a way to steal votes under the guise of keeping people safe with mail-in ballots. You know, and I'll make this comment here. I do believe this was planned. I do believe last election was rigged. I do. I'll be quite honest with you. I think it was rigged. And if you knew me, you know, I wasn't a Trump supporter. Still am not. But I aim for fair elections, period. And I think last election was rigged, and I think the COVID plan was part of it. But anyway, everyone with a brain cell saw that this was the way they could steal the election, since there would be no telling if the ballots were legitimate. Fast forward to now, and we are still sifting through the fallout of an election mired in voter fraud from these relaxed voter rules. States across the country are doing what they can to bring back the old ways of voting that have been working quite well for decades. But the liberals are fighting it tooth and nail. You know, for myself, commentary here, like about paper ballots, where they had to be counted by hand. Yeah, it took longer. It's easier to trust it. It's easier to keep from being manipulated that way. But back to the article. Arizona is one state that has been working its way through all the voter fraud and recently reinstated its election laws back to how they were pre-pandemic. The dirty Dems, of course, we're not happy about it and filed a lawsuit against the state, and the case was taken to the Supreme Court, but the left was issued a crushing blow. In a 6-3 vote, the highest court in the land upheld Arizona's laws, which essentially returned the state's election laws to the norm before 2020 pandemic. Arizona's new election law regulate where provisional ballots can be cast and ban harvesting. Now, I think that's a fantastic move in my mind. The Supreme Court on Thursday upheld two of Arizona voting restrictions that a lower court had said discriminate against minority voters, a ruling that suggests that it will be hard to successfully challenge a spate of new laws passed by state legislatures in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Justice Samuel A. Alito Jr. wrote the opinion in the 6-3 ruling, with the court's conservative majority in charge. The court's liberals joined an opinion by Justice Elena Kagan, protesting that the decision weakens the shield provided by the Voting Rights Act, first passed in 1965, to forbid laws that result in discrimination based on race. I'm an independent. I'm not either one of these. But how can making sure the votes are valid discriminate against anybody? Somebody explain to me, how come making sure that the system is working right, how's that discrimination against anybody? This is my question. And along the same topic, Georgia Secretary of State seeking election takeover of Fulton County. Enough is enough. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger is pursuing the taking over of Fulton County's election operations, claiming that the Atlanta area county has habitually failed to count votes. I think people are saying enough's enough, Raffensperger said during the Adjust the News podcast on June 30th. I'm tired of it. And so is everyone else who lives in this in the other 158 counties in Georgia. Raffensperger, a Republican who had been frequently criticized by former President Donald Trump after the 2020 election, stated that he will invoke Georgia's recent election integrity law that allows Georgia's election board to take over elections operations in localities that have issues with counting ballots. The law, SB 202, was approved by the Georgia State Legislature and signed into law earlier this year. The Department of Justice announced that last week that it will file a civil rights lawsuit against the measure. Raffensperger was asked during a podcast about whether he would recommend that the election board take over Fulton County by using the law. Yes is the answer to your question, he said. With SB 202, habitually failing counties actually the state's election board can come in and replace election director and really take over the government's governance of that. Raffensperger also noted that he sought the ouster of a top Fulton County elections official, but the county declined to do so. During the podcast interview, Raffensperger cited a report released by elections monitor Carter Jones in June that detailed alleged irregularities at a Fulton County voting counter center in November 2020. What Jones said was all this mismanagement. He said, noting that county mismanagement and dysfunction erodes the public's trust in the election system and really lends itself to conspiracy theories, so it needs to be fixed. It's our largest county. And it discourages people, of course, as he said, in the voting, and they call conspiracy theory. Well, folks, I disagree. I don't think it was always a conspiracy theory. I think it was real. Whether it was huge or minor vote tampering, it's still vote tampering. You can't tolerate that if you want to keep a country running on even keel. And America right now is so unstable in so many different ways. Now, I'm not talking about just financial ways. I'm talking about almost in a civil war type way. People are getting angry, mad at each other, blacks and whites and Hispanics and fighting over this and different. It's just on. BLM and all these are starting to really irritate people to the point of violence in some areas. And I hear more and more commentary. People come out and say, listen, we got to stop this. I mean, that's going to be taught in some of the public school systems that we have to, with BLM's scenarios of the critical race theory is going to be taught. It's going to demean another class of people, the whites. Folks, it's not changing racism at all. It's adding to it. Totally adding to it, and it's part of the plan. But if this isn't addressed, well, we can't even have an election that's fair. There's not much left to build on, is there? And this next article maybe you may want to think about, too. Whole Foods. Now, listen to what I said. I didn't make this up. Whole Foods to roll out Mark of the Beast biometric palm scanning payment technology across its U.S. stores. The first Amazon Fresh grocery store equipped with just walkout technology has opened, allowing customers to purchase groceries without having to wait in a long checkout line. The catch is that all customers will be surveilled and tracked using an advanced system of cameras and artificial intelligence, and the eventual goal is to also get them microchipped so they can pay using their wrist rather than having to carry around a chip-equipped credit card or debit card. Let me repeat that. And the eventual goal is to also get them microchipped so they can pay using their wrist rather than having to carry around a chip-equipped credit or debit card. Now, I want to tell you this. If you read the scripture and you read Hebrews, the word hand, as read in Revelation and other places, the word hand in Hebrew can mean the whole arm. Understand that. According to a company announcement, the Amazon Fresh store incorporates a combination of computer vision, sensor fusion, and deep learning to extract cash from customers without them having to do anything other than just walk out of the store. Anything customers take off the shelf is automatically added to their virtual cart, and anything they put back on the shelf comes out of their virtual cart. Once a customer walks inside the store, he or she can scan the QR code in their Amazon app, use Amazon One to scan their palm, or insert a credit card or debit card linked to their Amazon account. The company further revealed, explained that waving one's hand to pay is already an option. How convenient, folks. You can't lose your palm too well. You might lose a card. But your palm is going to be hard to lose. After leaving the store, funds are taken from the card or hand and put into Amazon's account, eliminating the need for human checkers. It is full dystopia manifesting before our very eyes. These technologies will also allow Amazon to see inside people's cars and homes at all times, just like how Alexa already listens to everything that people say inside their homes. Did you hear what I just said? These technologies will allow Amazon to see inside people's cars and homes at all times. Did you just let that sink in? The technology will allow Amazon to see inside people's cars and homes at all times, just like how Alexa already listens to everything that people say inside their homes. How much, my friends, are you willing to give up of your liberties for convenience? How much are you willing to give up? When will you say no to this? When will you say no? Different topic, but very important. China, now listen to this article, this is very important. China makes its move on Afghanistan. Beijing prepares to fill the vacuum left by Biden's premature military exit from the nation with $62 billion investment planned for its Belt and Road program. That's Belt, B-E-L-T, and Road program. While American troops are leaving their main military base in Afghanistan on Friday, China was already preparing to enter the war-torn country to fill the vacuum left by U.S. and NATO troops. Authorities in Kabul are extending a $62 billion China-Pakistan economic corridor as part of China's Belt and Road Initiative. First launched in 2013 by Chinese President Xi Jinping, and written into Chinese Constitution in 2017, it is billed by Beijing officials as a global infrastructure development fund which aims to better connect China to the rest of the world. The Chinese entry comes amid threats from the Taliban to NATO to get out of Afghanistan by Joe Biden's September 11th deadline or face reprisals. Terror chief Sohail Shaheen said his men would not interfere with foreign diplomatic missions, but that if occupying forces remain the Taliban were bound to react. More than 1,000 Afghan troops fled across the northern border into neighboring Tajikistan on Monday after fighting with the resurgent jihadists who are recapturing swaths of land across the country after the U.S. coalition quit. The vacuum is going to be filled by China, folks. What's that mean? We shouldn't have been in the first place. I agree. Afghanistan was a losing battle from the beginning. But what's that going to mean to us now that China's going to move in and profit from this? What do you see happening with that? Think about it. What do you see happening with that? Chicago restaurants. This is so hard to even believe. Chicago restaurants blame COVID for $100 minimum per person just to get a table. Oh, I'm not making it up. This is real. This is insanity, driving local public outrage and vows to avoid these establishments. High-end restaurants in Chicago are still blaming COVID social distancing policies for a strictly enforced policy of $100 minimum for each person to dine. Chicago man was outraged when he was faced with a minimum payment to eat at a restaurant, and he thinks the rules should go away now that the city is opening back up, a local CBS affiliate reports. But the rule isn't going away. Many restaurants say that while claiming that the continued requirement is toward ensuring operations are in line with COVID-related health and distancing measures. One man interviewed in a report, Howard Tulski, booked a dinner online for a well-known downtown steak restaurant and was required to pay a minimum of $300 for three total people just to ensure a table there. I figured, well, we're not going to spend $300, Tulski said. We might spend $250. But I don't want to spend $300 on a meal that costs $250. He went elsewhere on that basis, telling CBS 2 that now is the time for them to attract customers and not distract them. The restaurant itself echoed the policies of a number of other Chicago dining establishments, saying this response to the report. Like many in our industry, we had to make some updates to our policies. The $100 per person minimum will remain in effect to provide the ability to be successful as a steakhouse designed for the full sit-in, sit-down experience and support of a restaurant. The restaurants say that with this past year of severely restricted numbers of diners, they were allowed to seat. Last-minute cancel reservations were especially brutal, causing them also to implement unusual requirements like a non-refundable deposit on reserving a table. And on top of all this, Chicago restaurants said the reservation issues and minimum wage hike, we can expect to see prices rise in the next months or weeks. Think about that, folks. It's going to cost you $100 in some restaurants in Chicago just to go in, sit down, and order a meal. Whether the meal costs $50 or $10 or whatever, you're going to pay $100 a person with a minimum of $100 per person. It goes on and on and on, doesn't it? It's just unbelievable. South China port congestion worsens as traffic jam and container ship build up. Now, I'm not going to have time to go through all this because we're running out of time. We're down the last couple minutes here. But you know, the port, Yantian International Container Terminal, a deepwater port in Shenzhen, Guangdong, is operating at 40% capacity and is seeing vessel delays of more than 16 days, significantly impacting exports to the U.S. Remember we shared last week, I believe it was, Christmas is we're not going to make this year, whatever the comments were, because they can't get the goods into the stores because of the shipping being delayed. They can't get the imports in. Well, they said that this is going to significantly impact exports to the U.S. You know what? You know, it's really something to think about. If the U.S. still made its own products, you wouldn't have to worry about this. But we don't, do we? Another thing to think about, folks, as time goes along and watch prices rise, what's coming next, what's down the road? We become a nation that depends on other nations to feed us and clothe us. So they more or less control us, do they not? This is where America has fallen to. It's sad, but being just because it's sad doesn't change the facts. America's fallen into a situation where she's no longer dependent or independent, but dependent on many other people. We'll see you tomorrow again with Melody Houston back with us. Give her a call at 800-375-4188. Have a great evening. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.